KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Topping the news today on this Monday, 20th day of January for 2020. Well, today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a federal holiday that falls on the third Monday of every January. The day celebrates Dr. King's birthday, honors his legacy, and shines a light on civil rights. The holiday was approved as a federal holiday back in 1983, becoming the first federal holiday honoring an African American. Since today is a federal holiday, most banks, the post office, and governmental offices are closed today. The stock market will be closed, as will the DMV and most non-essential state, county, and city offices and departments. UPS will remain open. FedEx will be operational with modified service to FedEx Express and FedEx SmartPost. ACES will be running their regular pickup routes today. And today is a school holiday for Amador and Calaveras school districts. The best advice, as with any holiday, is to call ahead to see if the business or office is open.
Oh, good time to work on your smile. Jackson Creek Dental Group offering a selection of dental work at no cost for children 18 and under the Smiles for Kids program. But today is the first day to sign up, folks. Sign up as soon as possible, okay? Now, some services include a complete dental exam with x-rays, teeth cleaning and sealing, fluoride treatments, orthodontic evaluations, and other emergency dental treatments and procedures. These services provided to the community on a voluntary basis by doctor and staff. Those looking to book an appointment must be a county resident. The child must not be covered by private dental insurance. These treatments are reserved for children who qualify for free or reduced fee school lunches in programs like Child Health and Disability Prevention Program and the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program called WIC. And again, don't hesitate to schedule. It is first come, first serve. Those slots are opening today. To reserve a spot, give their office a call at 223-2712 or visit online jacksoncreekdental.com.
Well, Amador and Calaveras counties have joined other motherlode counties in gaining access to a pool of more than $500,000 for job training and services dedicated to fighting the opioid crisis, which claimed the lives of more than 100 motherlode residents between 2013 and 2018. Motherlode job training, which serves Amador, Calaveras, Tuolumne, and Mariposa counties, was recently awarded a $512,000 grant from the Department of Labor to provide services to those affected by opioid addiction and help them reenter the workforce. With the high concentration of mortality due to opioid overdose in the motherlode, motherlode job training will now be able to equip employers and the community with additional funding to address and mitigate the opioid crisis. The grant has already covered funding for on-the-job training of two positions. The program continues through September of this year and is currently accepting applications at all four motherlode job training offices.
Well, as the March primary draws closer in California, Calaveras Registrar of Voters, Rebecca Turner, says every registered Calaveras voter must be mailed a vote-by-mail ballot by February 3rd. You can return your ballot one of three ways: by mail, any of the Dropbox locations, or visit one of the four vote centers. Voters can go to any vote center in the county to vote in person. All vote centers will have an ADA-accessible ballot marking device, Spanish-translated ballots, and staff on hand to provide assistance. If you have any questions concerning the upcoming primary in Calaveras, go online to the County Election Department. Amador County will have three vote centers with six ballot drop stations. A voter can also return their ballot by postage-paid envelope. For a complete list of vote centers or drop stations, visit the Amador Election Department online.
And in Calaveras County, work continues this week on the new traffic signal at the James Dalton Medical Center in Angels Camp. Nearly 10,000 square foot multi-million dollar rural health center plans to open later this month. The Caltrans traffic signal work will begin tomorrow, continue through Friday, Highway 49 from Sultana Lane to Lee Lane. The work is scheduled between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. and will restrict some of the lanes and the left and right shoulders and may delay traffic for up to 5 minutes.
And motorists can expect delays this week. Highway 49 at the Amador Creek Bridge with Caltrans performing intermittent one-way traffic control. One-way traffic control will be in effect on the bridge for bridge work beginning tomorrow through Friday, 9 to 2. Motorists should expect delays up to 15 minutes. Work scheduled to begin as scheduled, but subject to change due to traffic incidents, weather availability of equipment and or materials, and construction-related issues. And remember, as Jake always says, for the safety of workers and other motorists, please be work zone alert and slow for the cone zone.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Monday morning, Martin Luther King Day. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, you can always visit our website at kvgcradio.com.